and 4ZLK.
Okay, let me just put, how can I say, earplugs, headphones on. I tried to answer this guy on 30 meters, but he didn't hear me. Oh, I just wanted to tell you there was some activity on 10 meters tonight, but I don't know if there is now or not. Shane, how you doing?
I'm good, Tom. I was in the kitchen fixing a little dinner and cleaning up whatever I had today, you know, while I was at work. My lunch utensils and our bedroom is off the kitchen, so I had the HT on. I didn't want to respond to you until I come back to the big radio, but I'm doing good. Just wanted to let you know I heard you, and just wanted to say good evening to you and Miss Bernice.
Out on the road, but I doubt if you missed that, but missed chatting with you, and I haven't heard you in the daytime in a while. I didn't know what days you were mobile and not. Oh, I was just listening here, and I heard this. I just going through the bands, and had a real nice chat with Dave Watson there a little bit ago. He went down to get some grub, and I forget where he said he was going, but Chicken Zaxby's, I think. But I heard this guy in Woolrich, Maine. I don't know, I just kind of like the country, Shane, so I gave him a holler back, but he didn't hear me.
Nice to just reach out and acknowledge people who are calling, you know, just let them know they're heard, but also to meet new people. Yeah, I was out and about today working, but I didn't get on the radio much. I was fought a cold all weekend and just trying to save my voice. I'm feeling better than I was, but still not quite up to par. But I've got a radio in the truck. I'm just in and out so much, you know, it's not always hearing it when somebody calls or if somebody's on.
Got to take care of the family first and the job first. Oh, I just heard a kind of an odd call, 3 Delta Alpha Golf Stroke Pop Portable in Rotuma, Rotuma, way out in the Pacific. And then I saw this one posted from New Zealand, so I thought, well, I'll give it a try. And he was kind of odd. Zulu Mike 100DX. Got them both. Well, we got about exactly 1 minute, and the net starts, Shane, but thanks for coming back to me. Oh, I think I'm going to slip over here. Bernice said there's one banana pudding left. Eat your heart out. And what's on next? FBI International, Bernice? Oh, yeah, but you have priority. I was going to watch Below Zero in Alaska. They got new episodes on Tuesday night. And she said she wasn't interested in the international one, so I might swap it and go over there. Take care, Shane. We'll catch you down the line. Hope you get over that cold. N4ZLK and 0TR clear.
Have a good night. N4ZLK.
Control tonight, KI4DOS. This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the round two portion. We've got a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over to the echo link, see if we got anybody over there. Now, I'd like to say good evening to K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And no, he's not, he's in Simpsonville. K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Simpsonville. Can't read what I got written up there. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Don't see any EchoLink stations up at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins. Then this being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
NDOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, bonus mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. So that's empty threes for each one of you.
NDOS. Be on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. That's Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
If you and Miss Joy are well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Very good to hear you now. I hope you and Joy are well, and hope things is going well with everybody. Everybody have a good evening. No traffic, no comment.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, that's Mr. James, he's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James, hope you are doing well. And KE6KEN, that's Mr. Ken, he's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken, hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Recognize my pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching TV tonight. Let's move up now to the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. 3, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont. Both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomite 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's West Shell, and she'll be negative and negative.
Now, Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. That's KM4NAF. The name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Lorena and Rick are in Piedmont, and Miss Michelle is down there in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate all y'all being with us again tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we're doing well. And KM4NAF, that's Mr. Brock up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brock. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd Centerville. I'll be negative and negative.
Third DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4 PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. The net, if you would, sir, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango ZKZW. It's Gabriel. I'm in Spartanburg at the moment, mobile. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4 QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I would like to say good evening to KN4TZW. That's Mr. Gabriel. He's mobile over there in Spartanburg this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. I slipped. I turned the volume down here watching Life Below Zero. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. This is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Chris.
Good evening, Tom.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I guess that last one was just a kerchunker. Don't know any better than that. But we'll go on with the net. Like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Tom, I don't blame you. I turned my volume down, too, if I was watching Life Below Zero. That's one of my more favorite television programs, and there's not many of those. So enjoy your program here, Tom. Y'all take care. Let's move up now to the Uniform Drew Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. Shane at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
In Kilo, Quebec 4, Victor X-ray Zulu. That's KQ4, Matthew at Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative.
W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the Land of Laws. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KQ4VXZ, that's Mr. Matthew down there at Lake Harville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matthew. Hope you are doing well. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod over in the Land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Rod. Keep following that yellow brick road there, young man. You'll get there. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Any others in the Uniform Drew Zulu group, U Drew Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. to our EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Again, out of turn, I've got a appointment I have to get on here in just a second. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Me negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. And his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Tommy, you can go ahead and secure your leisure there, young man. Let's see here. Let's go back over to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey Gary, I get to check in with you twice. I get to check in with you twice again this week. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself all on the net. Do Gary be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello. Be negative and negative.
This KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Stephen, it will be my pleasure to check you in twice this week. if I make it till tomorrow night anyway. But anyway, we'll be listening for you tomorrow night. You tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Alrighty here, where are we? Let's go up to the very patient group on a Tuesday night. Well, we hadn't gone through Alpha through Delta yet. Let's go to Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little chat, and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
DOS. KB1BNT, Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Taylor's negative and negative.
In the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Let's say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KB1BNT, that's Mr. James. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. We're the patient group on a Tuesday night. Echo through Hotel group, E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KI4DOS.
Snake Control, please call in. KK4HXB, Earl is Travel Swiss. I'll be negative and negative.
KK4DOS. 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I will be negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
Stay off for DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4HXB. That's Mr. Earl. He's up there in Traveler's Rest.
Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Earl. Hope you are doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Any others in the Echo Through Hotel group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Middle of the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Like we got everybody for the time being. There must be something good on the TV tonight. There's something that's not so good. Probably the folks that are out there running for office, getting on there and bumping their gums for a while. But that's all right. We'll get them next time, next go-round. In the meantime, this is KI4DOS. Folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Didn't have but one RAGCHUer tonight, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you been up to today there, young man?
KI4DOS, KK4JBQ here. Well, it's been a slow day here, but still got a lot of living done. Really, when you're retired, you don't have to make much effort. The living just comes. And you just have to be aware. You have to be sharp. My dad told me you have to be sharp. And he was right. Donna let me know sometime early this morning. She says, got to go over to the dentist today. He's going to carve a wisdom tooth out. It's my last one. But I just thought I'd let you know. And I was thrown off a little bit. I was, tell you the truth, I was thrown off because normally with something like that, she lets me know, you know, we talk about it for a little bit, settles it with me, you know. Not that things have to pass through me or anything, but I like to be aware of what's going on around me, you know. And sitting in a dentist chair for a couple, 3 hours, sometimes upside down, I guess. I've had to do that once. I just was a little unnerved by it, and it started off the day. What can I say? KK4JBQ.
I sympathize with you. I like knowing about what's going on around the house as well. You know, not just around the house, but, you know, anything that's going on with the family as best I can. And, of course, I get left in the dark more times than I care to remember, but that's okay. But I hate that for Donna that she had to have a wisdom tooth cut out. That is never any fun, and the visit is not, it's bad, but, you know, you sit there and they deaden it to where it doesn't hurt you and all of this, and the shot hurts you more than anything else. But when that Novocaine wears off, boy, it does. I don't like to think about that, but I'm sorry that she had that happen to her today. But I can sympathize with you as well. You know, you think everything's going along hunky-dory there, so to speak, and then all of a sudden somebody pops up, especially your spouse, and says, oh, by the way, I got to go to the dentist today, or the, you know, whatever it might be. That kind of puts a crimp in your whole day, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. And I thought just so that this don't become a habit or anything, you know, putting me off my center, you know, I thought I would take the opportunity to say, you know, whatever is in your day, we can talk about it. And I've been in a dentist chair a lot. And talking about being upside down, I had to have my upper jaw became infected with a tooth that I had ignored. You know how that can happen? You know, you just deal with the pain and you just say, oh, I'll get around to that. Well, it went a little too far. And so that piece of bone had to be removed. My jawbone, hey, had to be removed and another little piece put in there. I won't go into all the details, but one of them was that he had to turn me upside down. It was my upper jaw, you know. And so to work on it, you know, looking down on me like, you see how that works? I had to be upside down. So I determined that I was not going to let this get me. I was not going to let this get me. So what I decided to do was focus on him. And it was the best thing in the world I ever decided to do. Because when I was talking through the funny gas, the laughing gas, and the Novocaine and whatever he could do to keep the pain down, and I tried to stay real steady, like walking on a wire, you know, tight rope wire, you know, walking on that, how you have to be real focused on your balance and everything. And he said once to me, he says, Larry, how you doing? Because I've been quiet. I've just been focused on the work that he was doing, imagining doing it myself, you know. I mean, you know, a little plaything in your mind. And I thought, well, what can I tell you? What can I say? I said, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. But you're doing all the work. How are you doing? And he probably never heard that from his patients because we had a little discussion before about putting me all the way out. And I told him, no, never had that done and never want that done. So you just comfort me as much as you can. And we'll take it from there. And I'm so glad I did because I was able to talk him down. You know, he had some trouble. And I, you know, as much as I could be a part of the process because he was doing all the work, you know, I expressed my concern for his well-being and it seemed to put him in a different frame of mind. Now, what do you think about that? KK4JBQ.
I had a lot of dental work done when I was a lot younger. But we won't go into all of that either. But my you were talking about trying to stay relaxed and focused. My dentist, when I was in the military, he says, I want you to do one thing for me. And I said, what's that? He said, I do not want you to close your eyes. Keep your eyes open. I said, okay. And I said, why is that? And he said, so I can watch what you need or you don't need. He said, if you close your eyes, sometimes I can't tell. And I said, okay. So from then on, I was like you. I focused on the doctor and watched his facial expressions. Of course, some of those were not very good, you know, especially when he had a hard time getting something to go his way. You know, whether it be an extraction or getting in the drill in the right position or whatnot, you know, doesn't make a difference what it is. But you know, if you sit there and watch the doctor's face, if you ever watched a child drawing and they stick their tongue out and they twist their mouth around and their eyes. You know, they're concentrating really hard, so I can understand that as well. But I can't imagine you asking the doctor how he was. He probably got a boost out of that, sure enough.
I agree with you. I do agree that he probably had never, since all of his other patients are totally out, with a procedure like this, he had not heard that during this this kind of thing, and so it worked out for me. I had no problem whatsoever, and to be honest, I have had very little to do with physicians of any kind. I'm blessed that way. 73 years old, and the last time I saw a doctor, physical doctor, I don't know what else to say, I was 14. I was put in the hospital with a football accident. That never happened again because the first time was the only time my parents was going to allow that to happen. I didn't make a big deal about joining the football squad in, newly formed at my elementary school. I was in the eighth grade and thought I would try this out, right? So I was not very knowledgeable, you might say, about what I should do, about what any of the positioned players would do. Just you put them in the position of center. You know, the one that everybody piles onto once the ball is snapped. Well, so that didn't happen exactly. But I snapped the ball. This was a practice session thing. And so I snapped the ball, and I stood straight up. And the guy who, And the guy who was sort of in my line of sight, and I mean several things by that, he was rushing straight at me. And all I did was just stand there. And he had his elbow up, and he put his elbow in my throat. And I went to the ground. And I honestly didn't think I'd ever speak again. Now, imagine that, And all the rest of this has happened since then. But I was concerned, and so was the doctor, about whether I would ever speak again. My larynx, he thought, might be pretty messed up. I can only imagine, because my parents were so hot, I did not get many words, really. The only words I got was, "You'll never do that again. Ever." So anyway, that was when I was 14. And so I've been blessed. You gotta say, there's ways of living a life and living it without entanglement of doctors and medicines and all of that is one good way to do it. Now, I know the time is coming, and I think that's when the door is going to shut, or maybe when the door is going to open. Maybe, in any event, that's the way life is, and I think I've been blessed. This is KK4 at JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
I can definitely say that you have been blessed. I have been blessed as well. I've had relatively good health all my life. I've gone to the doctor with cuts and bruises, and had to get stitches for this or that, and I had to go to the dentist a bunch. Riding a bicycle, you fall off a bicycle, knock some teeth out, and that sort of thing. I mean, most of mine was just childhood type accidents, more so than anything, up until I've had my big episode here a little over a year ago. And, I made it through that. So I'm still over here like a Timex. I'm still a ticking, which is a good thing. I'm glad that I am.
No, your experience was not unique in all of, human history, but it's the first time, let's hope the only time, you come that close to, punching your ticket, in a way of speaking. And that has to be, you got to pay attention to that. And, you'll forever remember how close you came to losing all you're aware of. That's what death is, What's on the other side is something we're not entirely aware of. We've been told this and that. Perhaps there's a belief system that we embrace that gives us some comfort about what's on, the other side of that. But as far as I know, for sure, It's unexplored country. And I'm going to approach it that way when the time comes. I may have to bite down on something. I don't know what that moment's going to involve. But in any event, it's just another phase, another, you know, walk through the door. And you don't have choice anyway. I ain't going to worry about it. Oh, dear. But I'm glad you you went the whole route. You came close. You got help. You worked hard to get back in good shape. And you made some changes, I'm sure, that were tough. Changes in lifestyle and, you know, doing risky things, maybe. I don't know. I know Joy won't tolerate you being on ladders anymore. I'm the same way, you know. I fell off a ladder, and that was the last time. You know, a ladder and me, we don't get together anymore. Because Donna was with me, too. KK4JBQ.
KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But, yeah, you know, Joy, she had said I can't climb a ladder yet, but she said not. She did not tell me that I could not. She asked me not to climb towers anymore. And I respected her wishes as far as that goes. I did get up on the house. My son came over the weekend, and we got up on the house where the ridge vent cap blew off. Backyard, and he had some roofing shingles. So he came over, and I'd already put the ridge vent back up, but it needed the shingles over the top of it to keep it from leaking. And wouldn't you know, we have been blessed and not had a drop of rain since the hurricane came through, and which I'm very thankful for. But Stephen came over, and I climbed up on the roof, and Joy would, she'd come to the windows or, you know, open to the door and look up every once in a while, checking on us. But I didn't have any problems climbing up and working on the roof and climbing back down. But she did admit later that she was glad that my youngest son was up there with me. She said if I had needed something, he could have helped me more than she could have if I tried to do it by myself. So I'm thankful that I've got family to help me out and friends that come over to help and that sort of thing. And it just makes it all worthwhile. It really does. But, you know, like I said, she didn't forbid me to do any of this. But she did ask me, she said, would you please not climb towers anymore? And I said, yep, I will not climb towers anymore. So I've been on the ground, kept both feet on the ground. And as a matter of fact, I had to do some tower work here at the house, and a friend came over, and we dropped a tower down. It's on a tilt-over base, and I had to climb a ladder to do a little bit, you know, take the HF beams off. That's what was messed up mostly. And I got them all straightened out and restrung and put them back up, and I raised the tower back up, and everything's going good, so I can't complain about a thing. But, yeah, you know, Larry, you and I both are very fortunate that we have such good health. And I am really, really thankful for it.
There you are. I think that's been a pretty decent topic to discuss this evening. And sometimes when you go over ground like that, you realize just how fortunate. Lucky don't describe it. No. But just how fortunate you are in the life that you're living, that you got good friends around, help when you need it, and a spouse that would rather it happen to her than you. Yeah. Gary, I hope you have a good night, and I hope everyone out there is going to enjoy a peaceful, restful night. I know there's places in the world where that can't happen tonight. Think about that. Think about them. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear on your final.
appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. You and Miss Donna have a wonderful, wonderful day tomorrow. And, these folks that don't have a good spouse, I feel for them. You know, mine, she pampers me, and then I turn around in turn and pamper her as well. So it's not just a one-way street, it's a two-way street. But, I'm very thankful to have my mate that I've got and the way she takes it. But she needs a little help, and she'll let me. I help her as much as I can. But, Larry, you take care. Take care of Miss Donna. Tell Miss Donna we said wisdom teeth getting out and will not bother her too much, and she will recover from that in a quick, timely fashion. And we'll talk to you again a little bit later. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. And all on that left, this is KO4-HKX. I'm up here in Penrose, and Gary, I'll hang around for a few minutes.
For DOS, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZBH. Name here's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a moment. Then we've got WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in and out. Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, W4BDR. This is Brian, and I'm here in Chesney, South Carolina. Over.
DOS. Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo Golf. Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo Golf. K4, KBG, Kevin in Simpsonville. Negative. Good evening, all.
KI-4 DOS. Bless. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo. That's KO4 IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be negative.
K4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4BDR, Mr. Brian, up there in Chesney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you are doing well. And K4KBG, that's Mr. Kevin. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. And K04IPB, that's Mr. Paul. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS.
KOS. Now Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah. Have a good evening, 73.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4GIK. That's Mr. Wayne up there in Etowah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Hope you are doing well. Let's go up here now to Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, up there in Penrose. Mr. Patrick, what have you and Miss Elise been up to?
KO4HKX. Gary, she's been in the living room watching TV. I've been in here chasing the 2-meter simplex net tonight, having fun with that, and made a few contacts, and actually got a hold of Miss Shannon there toward the end.
Glad that you got to hear her via simplex. I couldn't hear that much on the simplex down here this evening. I did hear somebody in Hendersonville, but they were way down right at my noise level, and I couldn't quite understand their call. But then I could hear you, and you were perfectly readable. I mean, I didn't have any trouble hearing you at all.
you come in, I didn't have any trouble hearing you either. I mean, once I moved over to my Omni, now my beam was a different story. But I had it pointed the opposite direction of you, too. So, but that was probably Leon or Charles that you heard in Hendersonville. And more than likely Leon, since he's up on the ridge.
Well, like I said, I don't know who it was. I just couldn't quite make them out. I could hear them, there was as much noise coming in as there was signal. So it made it really hard. And my hearing is not the best in the world either. So, you know, that makes a big difference as well. I have heard Shannon, when she called a simplex net before. She had her beams pointed down this way, and I guess I had mine pointed right at her, and we did make contact. If she still lives in the same place and has her antenna in the same place, she may have moved her antennas or moved her location altogether. I don't know.
But I talked to her there tonight, and she's on a beam, but it doesn't have a rotator on it. So that probably some of it. So she couldn't swing it around like she was, or something happened to it. I'm not sure on that. But I made contact with her on sideband, on 2 meter single sideband. So that worked out real well. I can hear her great there. W4FOT Martin over here in Etowah, never knew he was there until tonight. Heard him, and then I got to talk to Charles. He's over in Hendersonville too, and Leon.
I'd about to come over there on 2 meter sideband, but I don't have a manual on this 706. If I'd had my 2000 sitting up over here, I could have swapped it over to 2 meter sideband. But this Mark 2G, I'm not real savvy on it, and it doesn't have anything programmed in it as far as 2 meter sideband. But I enjoy 2 meter sideband, really, to be honest with you. It can be a lot of fun.
That's why I flip my beam. That's why I've done most of that work, so I can flip that beam to get the horizontal and get in to do that a little better. But it all depends on how they got their antenna polarized, too, so you never know. But I know all the stuff I read about the 2 meter single sideband nets, they're all horizontal polarized instead of vertical. So that's why I was trying to do it, to see what I could get into that way.
This is QL Mike 4 Golf, Zulu Golf, David and Easley. And I believe you refer to Miss Shannon's net. I think, didn't she do that on 146, 580?
David.
Listening, I'm in Easley, and I believe you are too, aren't you? But I was listening. Of course, my antenna's down really low, and I was not able to copy or hear anything.
Sorry about that, but yeah, I couldn't hear her either. But yeah, I live over here in Easley. Are you familiar with Easley, David? Do you know where Tiny Town is?
Tiny Town?
Yeah, Roger.
But I'm not exactly sure where it's at.
You know where Fish Trap Road or K Drive is? You know either one of those?
I know exactly where
Fish Trap. Turn up, if you're coming from downtown Easley and you turn on K Drive, you go up and turn to the right on the Frontier Drive, and you'll pass Tiny Town. It's right there on the left. And you go on down the road just a little bit, turn back to the left again, that's my house. That's where I live, over here in Croswell Acres there.
Okay, I'm down by near the Ingalls on Highway 8, and below Dodger Store, and not too far from Five Points Church, which happens to be my church. So, but yeah, I live down in that area, and like I said, my antenna's only about 7 or 8 feet off the ground, so I couldn't really copy anything.
You live, as Robert Martin used to say, that's AA 4RM, he's Silent Key now, but he used to live on that side of this 123, And he called me. He told me I lived on the other side of the tracks. So, you know, the train tracks go right down through the middle of East. You live on one side and I live on the other. So I'm sorry that you couldn't get into Shannon's simplex net, but I do appreciate you trying. While I got it by the key master, let me recognize KM4GZG. That's my neighbor David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us and appreciate the comment there, young man.
Sir, I have a 1-4 net. I'm going to call tonight. KM4 Golf to the Golf. God bless everybody. Y'all have a good one. I'll be clear.
Take care and have a blessed evening. Go ahead there, Patrick. Didn't mean to run off and leave you there, young man.
Gary, I was just waiting patiently. But, yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. I talked to Shannon. She had 12 check-ins tonight on the Simplex net, which is good for the first try.
So, matter of fact, you were telling me that Shannon did not have a rotator. She told me at one time, or when she called a Simplex net the first time, she was going outside ever so often and she would rotate her beam by hand. You know, she pointed it north, and then she pointed it, like, northeast, and then east, and then southeast, and then south, and so forth, all the way around the compass. I don't believe I'm going to have to go outside and turn my beam around.
Well, I'm with you. I don't think I'd want to do that either, not with where mine's at, because I just don't think that'd be too much fun, but... If she did that she didn't take her long, so she had to be real close to the house. Because when she swung it around, boy, I could really hear her then. So it made a huge difference. But it was a lot of fun. And it's just interesting who you can hear and who you can't.
There's some guys down here in this area. One of them lives in Liberty, and the other one lives, I don't know, there's a couple of them live in Easley. But they run these little Squalo antennas, and they talk 2 meter sideband with those. And they mount them horizontally on their vehicles or on their house or whatnot. And I built two of those, and they work really well. I didn't think they would pick up as good as they do, but they work pretty good. And Slim, WT4C, he does a lot of 2 meter sideband work, or used to. I hadn't heard him in a while. Of course, I haven't been listening for him either. So I don't know if he's been on or not, but he builds a Squalo that's out of, I guess that's probably quarter inch, maybe a rod, aluminum rod. I built mine out of three-quarter inch copper. So mine's a big, heavy thing, but they work all right, but sideband's a lot of fun.
Like I said, it was fun chasing that around, and then we moved down to 144.205 to go to sideband, and that's when it really got interesting, trying to figure out who was where and what. Like I say, you swing that beam around. It's pretty interesting. But I thought it was a real good turnout for the first one, and look forward to doing that on a more regular basis.
Continues it along this time, and is she going to call it once a month or, you know, once a week or what, did she say?
Not say, so we'll have to try to find out. And next time we hear her on the radio, I'll see what I can do.
I'll ask her as well next time I hear and, find out how often she's going to have that Simplex net. Yeah, folks, it's a really good idea to know who you can talk to via Simplex. Should the repeater go down, you know, you still want to be able to get in touch with folks, and if something should happen, then your radio is your only mode of communication. If you can talk to somebody Simplex, that's a good deal. And if you know who they are and where they live, you know, that might help you out in a lot of cases. So if you don't have anything better to do, get on there one of these days when they have another Simplex net and get your feet wet and try it out and see how you like it.
100% agree with that. And I guarantee you, once you get in there and try it, you'll get addicted to it.